Okay, we don't Kufi Gimel Halachaches. Nasan Yisrael Kader Al Eish. Yid put a pot on fire, this silka, and then he took it off. Ubo Oivin Kichov and Hechzira, and then a guy put it back on to finish the cooking. Asur, the food is asur because it was cooked by the guy. Elam came to Gia Lamach Ben Chusoy, unless the food was already Kamach Ben Chusoy, Shehu Shlosh Bishulay, a third cook, Kisha Silka when he took it off. Meaning if the Yid took it off and it was already a third cook, then it's considered that the Yid did a cooking, and then the fact that the guy did cooking later doesn't bother us. If the Yid had taken it off before it was a third cook, before it was Kamach Ben Chusoy, then we say the Yid didn't do anything, and then the food is Bishlak. Okay, now, before we get to the main part of the din, the end of the din says that Kamach Ben Chusoy is when the food is a third cook. Okay, now, as you probably know, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, where the Kamach Ben Chusoy means these people who would eat food even if it was barely edible, so that's considered barely edible, whether that turns a third cooked or half cooked. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim about what the shear is. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that it's a third cooked. And, excuse me, Beis Yosef says, why does he possibly that it's a third cooked? Here it's only a Safek Drabanan. Since it's only a Safek Drabanan, so a Mekel to say a third cooked. Okay? I mean, over here it's a Kul to say it's a third cooked. If you cooked it even, let's say it takes an hour to cook, and you cooked it for 20 minutes, it would be a third cooked. And it would take 30 minutes to make it half cooked. So, therefore, to say that are you cooking it, Kamach Ben Chusoy is a third, is a Kula.
That's how it's determined by
I'm using that as a no. There's a question whether it's determined by time or endly. For simplicity, we're using the time.
Okay.
So if 20 minutes would be a third cooked, then 30 minutes would be half cooked. So it's a Kula to say even 20 minutes is enough. So the Beis says, therefore, we'll make it to say Kamach Ben Chusoy is when it's a third cooked. Okay, that's why it'd be make it.
And Shabbos, you say half cooked.
Get that in a second. Okay, so March in a second. So Daki Chuba says, what happens, what would be if there would be a halacha in Bishlakim where Kamach Ben Chusoy, it would be a kul to say the other way. The kul would be to say it's half cooked. Then we would say half cooked also. I mean, we're not passing it to third cooked. It's just an example. Here's the example here's the kul is to say a third cooked. But the Daki Chuba says that if it would be half cooked would be the kul, we would have said that also. Okay. Now, that's exactly with what you said, which is in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that if there it's a chumrah to say it takes, saying the food is cooked, it's a chumrah to say it has to be cooked, more cooked before it's considered Kamach Ben Chusoy, and there it's a shayla for the rice. So the Machaber says it has to be half cooked. That's the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, and Reish Nandalad, the Machaber brings over there that it has to be half cooked in order to be Kamach Ben Chusoy. Okay? So the Chalkut Yaman has a question. He says he has an example of what the Daki Chuba says. The Daki Chuba, to me, it's not clear if he gives an example. The Daki Chuba just said, if there would be a case, we would be a kul to say half, then that would be true. Well, there is a case. The next halacha talks about what happens if a guy cooked the food first, and then the yid came on. Okay, our case was that the yid cooked it first, and then the guy did the second half. What happens if it was reversed? And the Machaber Shita is that if the guy cooked it Kamach Ben Chusoy, then the food is asr, and the yid, it's finished, it's hopelessly asr, if the guy cooked the Kamach Ben Chusoy. The Ramah is going to be arguing on that, but within the sheikh of the Mechaber said, if the guy cooked the Kamach Ben Chusoy, then the food is asr forever. Okay, so how much is Kamach Ben Chusoy? So over there, the kula is to say Kamach Ben Chusoy takes longer. I mean, let's say in that case, the guy cooked it for 20 minutes out of the hour, so there the chumra would be to say is, Kamach Ben Chusoy is short amount of time, so we should say, Safa Jabran the kula, and Kamach Ben Chusoy should be half an hour, so we should be that should be the case to be making. Okay, the question is, that's the next halacha. Okay, in halacha ches, the Mechaber says you cook in Kamach Ben Chusoy shehu shlosh bishulah. The Mechaber says it in this halacha. In the next halacha, he talks it also Kamach Ben Chusoy. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say Kamach Ben Chusoy shehu chatzi bishulah. So how could you think that it's not like
change atmosphere.
It's not like you think that it's not like there's a halacha, 20 sifim later. This is the next halacha that says Kamach Ben Chusoy. So if you think that in that case the Mechaber would be makel to say Kamach Ben Chusoy is chatzi bishulay, how could he not say something about that? How could it be that in our halacha says Shigil Kamach Ben Chusoy shehu shlish bishulay? The 5-10 words later it says Kamach Ben Chusoy, and that tells shehu chatzi bishulay.
We're saying the same thing.
What is it? The reading is that it's exactly the same shear. So here, the Daki Chuba is saying that the din is it's only a shlish bishulay because it's a kula. And therefore, in another case, chatzi bishul would be the kula, we would do that also. How are you going to do it? Then that case of where it's a kula to say the longer shear is the next halacha. Okay. So, Chagat Yom wants to say, he says, no, he doesn't agree with that, with the Daki Tshuva. The Daki Tshuva is not quoting anybody. Okay? Usually, Daki Tshuva quotes people. That's what he does. He's a leaker of the different Tshuvas written on it. If he's saying his own thing, which is really based on the Pesach. But the Chagat Yom says, really the Mechab Paskins that Kamai Chamed Josoi is Shlish Bishur. Most Rishon, more like that, Shlish Bishur. This, that he's Machmer in Hilchos Shabbos, is not because there it's a Deraisa, here it's a Drabonin. It's because over there, because of the Chumra of Shabbos, we're extra Machmer to say even Chatz Bishulai. And that's a little bit merumas, that if you look in the Mishmur over there, the Mishmur says if a person's really stuck, they could be Samech that even Hilchos Shabbos, that Kamach Ben Jesuit is Shlish Bishulai. Okay, so why would he say that? As in, because really that's the
Shabbos, hold it, it's Chatz Bishulai.
Chatz Bishulai.
It's a Chumra for Shia. It's a Chumra for Shia.
Where it's a Chumra, yes, to say Chatz Bishulai. And according the thing that's hard to read according to the Epshad is that the Beis Yosef says over here, his word I'll read, Kedaihem Rashi Varash Belis Machalim Be'isu Bishui Goyim Drabanan. Beis Yosef in explaining why it should be Shlish Bishui, he says it's Kedai Lis Machalim by Drabanan, which doesn't read very well for Chalkos. He's going to say that means is, here we could follow the Ikar Adin because it's a Drabanan. There where it's a really serious Daraisa, don't follow the Ikar Adin. Okay, it doesn't read
very well. Why doesn't it read well? That's exactly what he's saying. By Bishul Akum Meiko, and he's by Shabbos Yimachir.
What would be if you heard these words of Beis Yosef? Kedai him Rashi Varash Belis Machalim Beis Bishul Goyim Drabanan. What happens if Chatzi Bishulai would be Kula by Is Bishul Akum? What would be the din?
Chatzi Bishul would be a Kula.
Let's say it would be a Kula. You missed that part. You missed that question. What would be if that would be the din?
No.
So then we'd be Meiko about that also. That's what Daki Tshuva says.
Oh, no.
So if you're saying it's just because by the Rabbanans were Makel, so then in the next halacha, the Kula is going to go the other way. So he's saying, look, he doesn't mean that. What he means is that since it's the Rabbanan, we follow the Ikar Hadin. By the Raisas, we have to be extra careful and Machmer for the other Shittas also. Okay, so it doesn't read very well. So again, I mean, each Pshat, I don't know what the answer is, but each Pshat has a Doichik to it, okay?
It's not the same thing.
What?
It's not the same thing.
One thing is that the Ikar Hadin is a third Bishul. For every day we pass in a third, Shalas is a special Chumra, we go half. A special chumra for Shabbos. Like an extra chumra. But for everything else, we just pass them like the Ikar Din is. The Ikar Din is the third, it's the third. Okay, so neither Pshat, I mean, each Pshat has a Teichik to it. Okay? This Pshat has a Teichik, because it sure doesn't sound like that from the Beis Yosef. The Daki Tshuva seems to be reading it right in what the Beis Yosef said. But the Daki Tshuva Pshat also has, we have a time on there. I mean, the next din sure doesn't sound like that. Okay, so we leave it as a question. Again, that next is really not Negeta. We're Ashkenazim. We'll find out a different time. But we don't pass like that Machaber. But it's Negeta. Okay. Now, back to our regular din. The din itself said that if the Yid cooked the food less than Kamecha Ben Josoi, okay, we're using time, even though that may not be the din. Let's say it takes an hour to cook the food, and he cooked it for 10 minutes. Okay, so it was less than Kamecha Ben Josoi. So and then he takes it off the fire, and the guy finishes with the cooking, then the food is not kosher. It's bishlak. So what's the pshat? The machal ben desoy is not, it only cooked for 10 minutes, not even edible at all, so you didn't cook anything. Okay? So just worth it to clarify that this should be an obvious question. We've seen a bunch of times until now, the yid doesn't have to do a significant part of the cooking. Right? If the yid throws in a kisim, the yid does a little bit, he's esh meesh, he didn't do anything serious in the cooking, he just did a minimal amount. So how come in all these other halachas we let the Yid get by with any minimal contribution? By Bishul. And over here we're saying to him, until you make it edible, passably edible, it's not enough. Why in our case are we're saying if you only cooked it for 10 minutes, that wouldn't be enough. But if you would have gone to a guy who was cooking food and you threw in a toothpick, that would have been enough. What, the toothpick is less than 10 minutes? So it's just worth looking at. It's worth speaking it out. Okay, that the difference is pretty clear, which is, in the case we did a little contribution to the cooking, you were doing something in the cooking. Okay, you were doing the thing that made the food edible, they were cooking the food, in which you did a little contribution to that making the food edible. So even a little contribution in the cooking helps. But it's like saying, would it help to take the food out of the wrapper? That doesn't mean anything, you didn't do anything for the cooking. So here also, again, his 10 minutes worth is not the cooking, because cooking doesn't happen until you cross the line of being
cooked. Making it quicker to be cooked, just like I'm still enhancing the cooking, according to your svara, by 10 minutes less than it has to be on the fire.
That's correct. But being as I didn't do anything that we're looking at it, is that for those first 20 minutes, it's not part of, as if, not part of the cooking process. So like, when chopping up the food and taking it out of the package, that helps the cooking, but doesn't make a difference. You have to participate in the actual cooking. What you participated in was the not actual cooking.
Okay, there's you could something argue. Afterwards, because now love is according to law, afterwards, if I finish off the cooking, let's say the guy cooks most of it, and then I put it and I do it, that's also called the shizur.
That's different. That's different, because there, the food is now going from being passably edible to more edible. I'm making it more and more edible. Over here, we're looking at, you could argue on this. You could argue and say, what are you talking about? If cooking takes 20 minutes, then the whole 20 minutes is part of that cooking. You could argue that. But the din is saying, it comes from a Gemara, the din is saying that until it's Kamecha Ben Shoshoi, it's not even the cooking part of it. And therefore, even though you participate, you did something, but you didn't do something for the cooking itself, and therefore that doesn't count. Okay, now, Al Gemara says that I'm going to tell you a kasha that we asked a few halachas ago, which was, our din says, the yid cooked it a little bit, he took it off the fire, and then the guy continued the cooking, it's asur. Okay, the yid didn't finish the cooking. Question is, there's another Gemara, right next to it, very close to it. The other Gemara says, it's halacha vav, which says, if the yid did some of the cooking, and the guy was hipech boy while he was cooking, then the food is still bishul yisrael. Okay, what does hipech boy mean? The simple translation of that is you flipped it over. Well, when you flip something over, it means you take it off the fire. Okay, this is kasha.
You move the coal around.
Okay, so it's a question. What comes after the word hipech? Okay, but the simple reading of the din is that you flip the food over. He says, you flip the food over, then you took it off the fire. So how could one Gemara say that he takes it off the fire and the guy puts it back on, it's no good. And the other Gemara says, if you put it on and the guy flipped it over, then it's mutter. Make up your mind. Either
Beis Yosef's kasha.
Maybe it's right over the fire.
What? So the Beis Yosef says, at that time I told you that the Beis Yosef says the answer is, the word hipechoi does not mean he didn't lift it off the fire. Okay? Or some understanding of Beis Yosef that he lifted it off so little that it was still over the heat. Okay, but hipech doesn't mean, the Beis Yosef that he moved it around on the fire. So it's a darchik in the words hipech boy, but hipech boy doesn't mean what you think of it as that he's like flipping burgers, but he's moved it around, or he moved it so little that it still stayed over the heat the whole time. That's how the Beis Yosef learned, but that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. So the Baal...
If you put something on the fire, you'll cook in 10 hours, and the guy moves it closer, it cooks in an hour.
That's exactly what the Gemara is talking about, and that's mutter.
That's mutter.
That's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says, if the yid did something that could have cooked it, I mean, not that it was so far away, it would never cook, but it was... could have cooked, and the guy made a fast, that's mutter.
Even if it wasn't Ben Yisrael yet?
Correct. Because the yid's thing was able to cook it. But if he took it, the Beis Yosef says, but if he took it off, if the guy picked it up and put it out to another pot or something like that, that would have been awesome. Okay? So that's what the Beis Yosef said. Okay, now, there's a riot to this Beis Yosef, which is going to come from Halacha Yud Aleph, which is an Halacha Yud Aleph that's going to talk about what happens if a yid was cooking his food, and he walked out of the house, leaving the guy behind. So do we have to be choshish that the guy did something, was mahapech the food, that's what it says of it, was he was mahapech the food in a way that make it bishlakim. Okay, maybe he did something before the time, before...
Was he destined to do this work, or he would do it on his own?
I don't know. But the yid walked out of the house.
So what
the din is, we'll see in Halacha Yud Aleph. We'll worry about the Halacha Yud Aleph, that it is mutter in most cases. But the question is like this, well, wait a second. That implies that there's something that the guy could have done that would have made it treif. The guy could have been, by being mahapech boy, he would have made it. And then the Shabbos should be choshesh that he was mahapech boy. What?
It says, in Yirav, it says, it says,
so we don't know if he did his action before or after it was mahapech ben Josai.
Right. I'm saying he adds in any idea in Sokol Ebchav, which is Masha, that he removed it. Supposed to the Mahabakhbah. So it's sends the two different things.
So that saying to you is that there's such a thing that if the guy would have done taking Sokol at the wrong time, it would have been Asr.
Right, I'm just saying that
what's the fish with
it? I'm just saying that Mahabakhbah and Sokol could be two different things.
It's fine. But then I'm saying that this is a riot to the Beis Yosef, that there is something that the guy could have done. He put it onto the fire, he walked out of the house, there's something the guy could have done that would have made a bishlakim. Okay, you'll hear why maybe I should have said this in the other order. Just, you think to me, of course, that's obvious. Okay, well, the answer, what I'm saying to you is because the Bach argues on this. The Bach doesn't like the Beis Yosef's terrors. He says that he doesn't understand it. He says like this. The difference between the two Gemaras is that in the Gemara in Halacha Vav, we said the Yid put it onto the fire and the guy was Hipech Boy. There, the guy was the one who took it off the fire. If the goy takes it off the fire, that case, it's still Bishul Yisrael. If the yid put it on, and the goy took it off, even if the goy took it off before it got to Kamaich ben Josoy, it would still be Bishul Yisrael. Our case, with our Gemara, where the Gemara says, if the yid put it on the fire, the Gemara says, and the yid took it off, and then the goy put it back on, that's because the yid took it off the fire. I mean, it's only, the yid's action only ends if the yid took it off the fire. If it was the goy who took it off the fire, no problem, it doesn't cause any problem.
Why is it cooked? What is it?
So, according to the Bach, I'm going to get in a second. According to the Bach, when the Gemara gives us two cases, it's been very meduric as to who took it off the fire. Okay, well, that's what I'm saying to the Raya from over here, from Halach Yiralef. In Halach Yiralef, the guy was the one who was suspected of taking it off the fire, yet there's an example that would have been Osir. One of those, if he did it the wrong way, it would have been Osir. And so that's a Raya to the basis. Okay. So now, the Bach, the way he says it, and the way the priest explains it, is... sounds like he's saying like this. If I put food onto the fire, I'm the yid, I put the food onto the fire, and I take it off, I'm ending my participation in the cooking. So when I end the participation in the cooking, so that makes it now, if it wasn't Kamaich ben Josoy, what I did is over. I started to cook it. I ended my participation. I said, I'm over, I'm out of this over here. It hadn't yet gotten cooked, so it's usher. But if I put it on in a way that it gotten cooked, and then the guy came along, he has no right to end my cooking. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know exactly what the Bach, what he's saying. He has like no right to stop my cooking. If I stopped it myself, good, I stopped it. But the guy has no right to come along and stop my cooking because I'm the one who's doing it. He can't stop me.
On Shabbos, something's plugged in, and the guy, I don't know, he moves it like a hot plate or something, and he takes it out and he moves it someplace else.
He unplugs it.
He plugs it. He plugs it in.
Okay.
So, I think someone's saying it's far that. Once it's unplugged, let's say it wouldn't be usable. You said it's Maisa Shabbos now. You can't.
So the guy now did Malacha for me.
Right.
Okay. Or do you say?
What do you say? Well, you know, he had no right. He wasn't supposed to do that. No one instructed him to take it out. He for a reason.
Tell me the story. What's the story? Why should it be mutter? If the guy Maisa's, it was out.
See, I'm not benefiting. He just put it back where it was. He had no right to take it out, and he has to put it back the way it was.
Okay. So if you say the question that I had Hanoah from Malacha on Shabbos, then you're right. I'm not having Hanoah because. We have to look at him as a package. So there's no Hanoah because he unplugged and replugged it. So we look at his actions as a package. What he did was he did nothing. I gained nothing from him. If I look at the big picture, as opposed to if it's a matter of did he do something for me, he did do something for me. He plugged
it.
By Shabbos, maybe you'll say there's no Issa Hanoah. But over here, the Shaila is, it's not a question of the question is here is, did the Yid's action do the cooking? No, it didn't. His cooking, if the 10 minutes the guy pulled you off the fire.
Avodah Zarah
what?
And to be Vatal and Vodazora.
That one.
The guy can be Vatal and Vodazora.
His own Avodah, therefore what? So what do you...
can't be Vatal and someone else's Vodazora.
Right, so what's the...
So you're also here, so a Jew can be Vatal his own cooking, a guy can't be Vatal his own...
Right, but why? What would be the reason? Why could the... How come the guy can't stop his cooking? It's a practical thing. Did my cooking make it edible or not? No, it didn't, because after 10 minutes, someone pulled it off the fire. Who cares whether... It's not because you have to, like, do something to take it off. It's really not clear to me what the... You know what I mean?
So now for me, would be if the yid told the guy to do it for him.
Yes. So the Bible says, if the yid... That has to do with a din later on, which we're not going to talk about. If the yid were told him, that might have been different. Yes, that's correct. I didn't get to that.
The fire went out. The yid put it on, he walked away. He could have been finished cooking that way. Then the guy saw it was not lit, and he lit it for him.
I'm not sure. You say maybe according to the Bach,
that might be okay. Maybe. So it's not the Bach by itself. You don't have a case. That's right.
Only difference is, I think that's what he's grumbling about, which is, in that case, my action couldn't have led to cooking. The fire went out. I thought I was doing something that was cooking, but what my say is what I did wasn't...
The guy blew it out. He bedafka blew it out.
Right, so in that case, it might be more term. It might be according to the Bach. Now, the Chazal seem to ask a better question. The Bach is saying, it depends whether it was a yid or a guy who did it. The Chazal Shimon says, no, it doesn't. It doesn't matter if it was a yid or a guy. It depends if it was the chef or the non-chef. You're saying is that somehow, if I put the food onto the fire, the guy can't come along and be mavakta what I did. Not because he's a guy. It's because I can stop what I did. I put it on, I can take it back. He says, what happens if another yid would have come along and taken it off? So if you say you can't stop someone's action, if I put it on, you can't undo my action. You're not allowed to stop my cooking. Okay. So what's the difference if you're a yid or a guy? Let the other person have been a yid. A yid shouldn't be allowed to take it off. So the Bach is making a deal that the Gemara is talking about a yid and a guy, that one Gemara is a yid and one Gemara is a guy. No, it has nothing to do with a yid and a guy. It has to do with did the chef take it off? That was halacha vav. I'm sorry, it's halacha ches. Did the chef take it off? Well, halacha vav is not the chef. Someone else took it. No, the point is, who took it off the fire? If I put it on the fire,
yeah,
and you took it off the fire,
yeah,
and then the guy came along and cooked it, then it should be mutter. But the deek of the Gemara is that it has to do with the bachsig is that a yid took it off or a guy took it off. It doesn't depend if it's a yid or a guy, it doesn't depend if it's the cook or the non-cook. Okay, and also, one of the Bach's rayas, from that we're not going to talk about, Halacha Yudalef, there's a raya that the Bach can't hold like that. Okay, the Bach can't hold that if another yid would take it off, that it would be mutter. He does not hold like that. Okay, so the Bach, it really means that, but what in the world could be the difference between whether it's a yid or a guy? So, Chalkoshim wants to bring from a sefer. I don't have the sefer. So I don't remember the name.
Google it.
I tried. An unusual sefer, okay, who says a different pshat in the Bach, okay? And today's Dorchik day, because the Dorchik, it doesn't read very well into the Bach at all. But he says like this. He says, if a yid, this is maybe being wrong, is that I'm not sure. But if a yid put the food onto the fire, and the guy took it off the fire, why is the guy putting it back on? So he says, the guy is putting it back onto the fire because he's afraid of being caught, or he did the wrong thing to take it off. The yid put it on. The yid wanted it to keep on cooking. The guy, for whatever reason, took it off. So the guy is like, sort of did the wrong thing to take it off. So when he's putting it back on, he's like, so to speak, sneaking it back onto the fire to continue the cooking that the yid was doing. He wasn't supposed to take it off. He's like sneaking it back in, you know. Well, Demi, when my kids pull something out of the microwave that their sister's making and slip in their thing quickly, you know, when they put the original thing back in, they're just like trying to cover up for themselves. Okay, that's what they're being. The guy is covering up for himself for the fact that he took it off. So, in Cain, he says, the guy's cooking of the food is not a kind of cooking that would lead to chasnus. It's a kind of cooking not of a guy who's trying to cook and be nice to you. He's a guy who's trying to cook just to cover up for the wrong thing that he did. And M. Cain, that's not the kind of cooking that will lead to chasnus. That kind of cooking that
also... I hire a fellow to cook for me. That's not it. You believe this has got to
so what you mean,
be paid.
So what you mean to ask is, what you mean to ask is that we've seen a dozen times,
yeah,
that even in times when the svar doesn't apply, we don't say, if there's no svar doesn't apply, we're not making it. His example, one of the examples, is you have a guy who's hired that most hold that doesn't make a difference. So what that he's hired doesn't make a difference. It could, we say in theory, cooking leads to chasn, so it's also. Okay, but that's how this sefer learns pshat in the Bach. In which case, it has to make sense if it's a yid or a guy, that you think that since the guy took it off, and it's not so much that the guy took it off, it's that the guy, when he puts it back on, is not trying to do cooking that would be nice to me, he's doing cooking to cover up for himself, to save himself, and therefore, that's the thing that's not bishlakim. Okay, so neither the pshatim, it reads too simply, and as Yossi tried to get him to say before him, everybody agrees with the Beis Yosef Pshat. Okay, the Taz and Shach right here on the page, and just so that everybody agrees, not like this Bach. So we go with what we have, which is that if the yid, which what I didn't say, if the yid puts the food onto the fire and gets cooked kamacha ben jesoy, especially so, if before it gets cooked kamacha ben jesoy, the food goes off the fire. Before it gets cooked kamacha ben jesoy, it gets off the fire, regardless of who takes it off the fire, then it's only bishri sol if the yid finishes off the cooking. I the aloha and aloha vav. The aloha and aloha vav, like the Beis Yosef said, was talking about that we said that if a yid cooked before kamach ben jesoy, the guy, and it could be moved around, means it was moved around. But if the guy actually took it off the fire, then it would not be bishri sol. The guy actually pulled it off the fire before that happened. As it says in aloha vav, and basically,
you know, just maybe I'm in my memory.
Okay.
That's according to the remark that says as long as they finish off the cooking. I mean, when you say finish off the cooking...
We're talking about the beginning of the cooking.
The beginning. Not the end.
No. Here, the yid did the beginning of the cooking.
Fine.
When the yid did the end, that's going to be halacha ches.
Right.
But when the yid did the beginning of the cooking...
Fine.
So if it was kamach ben jesoy, of course it's mutter. If it was not kamach ben jesoy, and it came off the fire, then it's not bishul yisrael if a guy did the end of the cooking. But if the guy just moved it around, halacha vav, if he just moved it around or something like that, then it's mutter.